Coach's Insight continues here on Care 93.7 as we get you set for week four of high school football tomorrow night. And now we'll talk Jefferson County North football, and that's with head coach Jeff Schneider. Coach, coming off a tough defeat last week against a very good Waubunsee team, 24-8 that final. You know, just kind of dive into the nuts and bolts. What were the overall takeaways from that game last week?
Well, you know, I thought it was a good defensive battle for both sides. Like I said, two pretty evenly matched teams going back and forth and playing the field position game. I mean, we scored early second quarter and got an 8-0 lead. And then they ended up scoring with 1 second on the clock right before half. I think they had five cracks at it. They got a first down inside the five, which, you know, we just basically ran out of real estate and didn't run out of time. I thought our guys, you know, we held them out four times, and the last time we just, you know, just couldn't get it done. But we did a good job of continuing to battle that entire series. Heading into the third quarter, defensive game again, field position game by both. Several punts. I thought it was good defense being played by both. And then down in the fourth quarter, we ended up giving up two touchdowns with under 8 minutes left. The last one was with 2.5 to kind of seal the game for them. And that was when we, you know, field position definitely became a part of that. At that point, I thought we were a little bit worn down. We had a few injuries going into the game, had a few during the game. So our depth chart was definitely being tested at that point in time. But I thought overall our defense played really well, and has all season long. Offensively, been in a little bit of a funk the last couple weeks. You know, only got one score in each one of those games. Did better this last week with turnovers. Still a little rough in the penalty department. We're hurting ourselves a little bit too much in that. But this week, we've gone back to the basics. You know, working fundamentals, had a little more time to be able to prep for that stuff. Had a lot better week of practice on that side of the ball. And, you know, hoping for better results, those sort of things. You know, after the game was over there, we talked about our non-district portion of the season. The first three games were going to be extremely tough, and we knew that. But we try to break our season into two seasons, that they're non-district and then the district. You know, we're sitting here at 1-2, but I remember seeing a Bill Self quote at one point in time. And after KU lost a couple games, he said, you know, people at home, he said, people will tell you that the sky is falling. And same thing I told my team was, you know, I haven't lost faith. I think we're a good team. We got to play four quarters, string them together, which we haven't been doing. But, you know, we're sitting here with the beginning of our new season in the district portion of it, and everybody's got a 0-0 record. So I kind of went back to the big first year I was here as a head coach 8 years ago. We were sitting in the middle of the season. We were 500, and down the season, we started down the stretch, we started playing better and made our way in the playoffs. And that's still in sight for everybody heading to districts here in week four. You know, that's been what our goal is, get a little bit better this week.
Yeah, and the district play starts this week, and it'll start on the road at McLouth this week. Let's talk about them for a minute. You know, this is a McLouth team that's 0-3. You know, they had to take a forfeit loss last week to Moore Hill Mounts Academy. As you prep for this game and try to turn things around and get the offense going, but just from a McLouth perspective, what do you see from them, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect?
Well, I would say this. I mean, we had a bye week last year in the playoffs in that week nine, and we had 2 weeks to prep, which was a benefit to us when we get into the playoffs. And then, you know, looking at with our guys, when we took the field after that bye week, we were hungry. We were extremely hungry. We hadn't been in a game. You know, your routine is broken, and you're ready to get back into that. So I expect them to come out really hungry. I've seen them on film, and, you know, they've got some players. There's absolutely no doubt they're coming off the ball hard. We try to point that out to our guys during our film sessions. I mean, look at this. Football is a bunch of individual battles, you know, that are fought as a team, and they've got some guys that are coming off hard. We got to make sure we're doing our job. We got to, you know, we got to pick up the blocks, pick up the blitz. We got to make sure we run and tackle. We haven't tackled as well as what we'd like to this year. Make sure we're wrapping up and gang tackling. So a lot of things to work on for us, and I think that is the case in a win or a loss. There's always things you can point out in a film that you want to try to improve on. So, you know, I think McLeod was playing a, you know, good overall football early on, and hopefully coming out of this, you know, they've had a little more time to prep against us than we have against them, but we've got to be able to button up and get after them.
What are your expectations? What do you want to see from your team this week, and maybe a few keys to getting a win this week?
Well, first thing I spoke about earlier, we have to execute better on offense. You know, we have to be able to find an identity and establish some drives. Our third down conversion rate has not been very good the last couple weeks, and if you're not converting a third down, you're just giving extra opportunities back to your opponent. So that's been a point of emphasis for us in practice. Third down conversions are going to be critical for us. I said our offense has to play a little bit better, there's no doubt. And then defensively, we played well, but our tackling can improve. So that little bit on both sides of the ball there, And special teams, our kicking game has to improve significantly. We did not kick the ball well the last couple weeks, and have given up too much field position. So, again, we got something as a goal in every phase.
There it is, Jefferson County North head coach Jeff Schneider joining us here, coming off a loss to Wabunsee. They start district play this week on the road at McLeod. Coach, good luck Friday. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.